the dowry system and role reversal, India, audio story by Ashish Nain. In India, there is a peculiar system called dowry, where the girl's parents pay a huge amount of money to the boy's parents and purchase a flat or a car or a motorcycle for the boy, or with suit length for the entire family, and many other gifts, maybe motorcycles and cars for the son or the boy, and all these things. Sometimes the girl's family has to incur huge debt, and there is a tremendous amount of pressure, financial pressure, on poor parents who give their daughter in marriage to the greedy grooms and their greedy families. Because after marriage, these families start torturing and beating up their daughters-in-law until the money is forthcoming, or the gifts are forthcoming, or the motorcycles or flats or cars, such as it may be, or even gold, are paid upfront. One such case happened somewhere in New Delhi when pretty Nita married hulking Rajesh. Rajesh was taller, stronger, broader, everything. And Nita was a sweet, pretty little girl. And Rajesh was an engineer, a software engineer, and he was a good catch. So Nita was a BA in English honors, and she was an inveterate reader of literature and English books. And she basically wanted to read, and she just go on the internet and read a lot of books. And she was, of course, more knowledgeable than Rajesh in many other things, but Rajesh was a software engineer and very good at his job. Anyway, after marriage, duly under pressure from his parents, Rajesh used to beat her up until her father borrowed heavily and purchased a posh flat in a posh locality. But unfortunately, the debts forced him to commit suicide. He had a financial burden, and after the suicide, the debtors backed off. The family mercifully was saved from repaying those huge debts, which actually they couldn't afford. Nita never forgave Habi Rajesh for the ill treatment accorded to her, which forced her father to pay up and purchase such expensive things for Rajesh and his parents. They never had children. Rajesh had a drinking issue, but he was good at his job. And slowly they moved out to the Silicon Valley. He got a job in USA. And there Nita made friends. Nita also got a green card, and she held a job as a librarian somewhere in Silicon Valley. And she used to read a lot of books, and she was intrigued to find what is called femdom literature. And she found there is something called chastity. She could put Habi Rajesh into a cock cage and literally have him by his balls. She had never forgiven him for her beloved dad's suicide. He never knew all that. He would get drunk and come back home and flop down. And one day, he found he had been stripped naked and handcuffed to their bed. And next morning, she slapped him awake. And she said, "Rajesh, from today, your slavery starts. You start paying for my father's death." Slap! "Oh, Nita, what are you doing? I'm locked up like this. What is this?" "Your hands and legs have been restrained. Now I'm putting a cock cage on your penis and balls. From now on, your family jewels are mine." Nita squeezed his balls painfully. Rajesh was groggy from overdose of alcohol. And Rajesh begged Nita, please let me go. Well, that is Mistress Nita. Slap! You are my slut boy, and I will do whatever I want. She brought out a butt plug. It's a very thin butt plug, a vibrating remote control butt plug. Covered it with KY jelly and shoved it up his rectum. He had been stripped naked. And after having been put into a CB2000, and she shuddered the vibrations and kept on squeezing. Willy-nilly, he was getting excited. He didn't realize it. She slapped him again. "Well, he begged me to fuck your ass, you bitch boy." "But Anita, I am your lawfully married lord and master. I am your pati. How dare you?" "Slap, slap, slap, slap. I will slap you as many times as it takes. But you will understand that you are like dirt beneath my feet." Slap. Her every word was punctuated by a vicious slap. At last she got frightened. She tweaked his nipples very painfully. "I'm not going to let you off. I've got you on video now. And now I'm putting on a vibrating electric dildo up your ass so that everybody in your office and in our families can see." The great Mr. Rajesh, macho, big, strong, drunkard, dowry taker, criminal murderer of his father-in-law. "But Anita, this is slap, that is mistress." Suddenly the dam broke. And she said, mistress, Anita, I'm sorry. I felt very guilty after your father died. In fact, I drink now to forget the fact that my parents forced me." "But your parents forced you. But I'm going to shove things up your ass and force you to do many degrading things. The nightmare is just beginning. From today onwards, you're my slave boy." "But Nita, I'm liking the fact that you have taken charge. I like dominant woman." "Slap! I'm not Nita, I'm mistress, bitch boy." And she squeezed his balls painfully. "Mistress, mercy, have mercy on your slave boy." "Slap! Do you have mercy on my father? Did you stop when I cried? You kept on beating me until I had to go to my parental home and show them the marks. Then they were blackmailed into taking loans and feeding your greedy parents' ego by purchasing the expensive flat. Now we have so much money, we can easily buy a flat on our own. Don't you have any self-respect? Like a beggar, you took money from my father? Little pig, you wimp. Squeeze." She painfully twisted his nipples and balls again. "Today, you'll only eat what I give you. So open your mouth. Open your mouth!" Rajesh fearfully opened his mouth. Nita squatted on his face and let loose a stream of golden urine.
"Nita!"
"That is again, mistress. Never learn, will you?" Her video was running. Rajesh knew that if this video ever reached India, his entire family would lose face. He said, "What do you want?" "I want your absolute submission." And these videos have been now put on cloud and sent to different... I've sent it to my sisters back in India. And everybody now knows that you are my bitch boy and my slave. Understand? In spite of himself, he felt his erection stiffening inside the CB2000. He said, "Mistress, please release my cock." I said, "No, you've had the last orgasm of your life. You'll never be opened up again. But I will give you a prostate fucking. by which he may come. She opened one arm and one leg.